A Milwaukee County judge last week closed the private, independently run Mandela School of Science and Math. The school's principal had used $65,000 in state tax money to buy two used Mercedes-Benz automobiles. The school also improperly cashed more than $300,000 in state voucher payments, and teachers have not been paid in months. Irma Eggerson says her grandson used to attend ninth grade at Mandela. She's upset with Mandela's principal, David Sepe.
We as parents was let down because we sent our kids out every morning thinking that they're there for a good education. And I'm upset with the principal that he should take this type of action, you know, putting the kids' lives online.
There have been several financial scandals at Milwaukee voucher schools over the last decade, mainly at the independent sites. Democratic State Representative Christine Sinicki of Milwaukee says it's time to pass some accountability measures.
This case really, I guess to me, justifies what I've been saying for the last 10 years is we have absolutely no accountability on these schools, and that's what we need to do.
An assembly committee will hold a hearing on two accountability bills later this week, but Sinicki says she also wants a summit on schools that are opened specifically to be a voucher school. Meanwhile, Irma Eggerson just hopes her grandson, who was transferred to a Milwaukee public school, gets some special attention.
Some of these kids need to be tutored more, you know. They need to catch up.
Today, a court-appointed guardian will hold a meeting on how to help the remaining Mandela students. The Milwaukee Public Schools and State Department of Public Instruction have announced open houses for the students tomorrow and Thursday. Chuck Quernbach, Wisconsin Public Radio in Milwaukee.